The last communication item is item number 126.
Request of Angie Jenkins to address council regarding East Portland pilot project.
Jenkins, welcome.
So I didn't attend speech class, so I apologize. Okay. Good morning. My name is Angie Jenkins. I'm the co-owner of Hookshead Automotive. We're located on the corner of 77th and Sandy. We're a full-time auto repair or full-service auto repair shop serving all makes and all models of cars. We have 5 employees, and we've been in business since 2006. I'm also the president of the Park Rose Business Association, and I'm here on behalf of them. Since 1985, Park Rose Business Association has been in the community. We encompass from 82nd to 162nd, from Columbia River to I-84. That's a gigantic area. We have over 1,000 diverse businesses and provides over 23,000 jobs. despite this, the recession and the changing demographics, we've been struggling to keep our business association alive. On behalf of Park Rose, I want to thank City Council for funding the East Portland project, providing urgently needed resources for our business district. With support from the pilot project, we've been able to start 2 annual events. We had the first time trunk or treat, which is everybody, we had 25 businesses in our district come and they decorated their trunks. And then we served trick-or-treaters. I had over 700 of them, and there was a ton of rain. I don't know if you guys remember it, but it was amazing.
It was the record-setting day, exceeded 2 weeks later by 50%.
Yeah,
Adrian. We set a record on that day.
Adrian found the number of gallons of water. It was amazing. But we were able to have 700 trunk-or-treaters come out in the community. It was amazing. A local dentist was able to sign up new patients, ironically, and Burgerville handed out coupons, which was a record-breaking single-day coupon redemption. We also did the Merry and Bright, which is the holiday coupons, our first-time partnership with the Grotto. They have over 55,000 people come to see them. It's our largest kind of business in the area. We have increased our membership by 77%, meeting our goal to diversify the businesses. In our first 90 days, we have an additional 5,000 business district investments. These efforts were made by the Portland Project, especially from our district organizer, Adrian Sweetwater, and our dedicated grant funding and 400 volunteer hours from our board. We ask that you continue investing in Park Rose and East Portland, and extending the pilot project for an additional year will give us the ability to strengthen our new events and continue serving our business district.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Colleagues, if we could just